This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The peace talks are on for today, but Russia's been bombing Ukraine relentlessly, say the people there. The capital of Kyiv is under fire. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Shortly before dawn, large explosions thundered across the capital from what Ukrainian authorities say was artillery strikes, the shelling igniting a huge fire and a frantic rescue effort in a 15-story apartment building. At least one person was killed and others remain trapped inside. Shockwaves from an explosion also damaged the entry to a downtown subway station, which has been used as a bomb shelter. City authorities have tweeted an image of the blown-out facade, saying trains would no longer stop at the station. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sirhiy Kislytsa, says Russia is guilty of war crimes in Ukraine.
Cities and villages destroyed to the ground, mass graves, terror against civilians in the occupied territories, abduction and killing of representatives of local authorities, activists and journalists.
The leaders of three nations say they'll be in Kyiv today to show support for Ukraine. The leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic and Slovenia. More than 3 million people have now fled Ukraine. That's according to the International Organization for Migration. Police say they've arrested a man suspected of stalking and killing homeless people on the streets of New York City and Washington, D.C. That news just into us. And early this morning, police arrested a man at a Philadelphia bus terminal who's wanted in the stabbing of two employees inside the Museum of Modern Art in New York. The victims are in stable condition, according to authorities. Officers say they found Gary Cabana sleeping on a bench. He was arrested without incident, they say. This is AP News. There's a ruling now on how graphic information will be handled in the death of comedian Bob Saget. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Any unanswered questions we might have about Bob Saget's death will just have to go unanswered. A judge in Florida has agreed to put a permanent ban on the release of photos, video, or other records related to the comedian's death. There was already a temporary ban on the release of such material. It was requested by Saget's widow and children, and the extension of that permanently is sure to ease their minds. Saget was found dead January 9th at a hotel in Orlando, Florida. Authorities say he suffered an accidental blow to the head, likely in a backwards fall that no one saw. He was 65 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Leon Schwartzbaum, a survivor of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz, has died in Germany. He was 101. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.